We are learning with Sechus Rosh Hashanah Dav Chof Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Amud, but we're going to recap the Gemara Yud Tesem and Beis. Seven the Gemara, and they sent the Mar Ukva, the Adar Hashamach LeNisan, which means the month before Nisan, LeOlam Chaser. It's always Chaser, which means that Rosh Chodesh Nisan always lands up on the 30th day of Adar. It always happens. So Gemara Zakasha, Moser Rav Nachman, Abam Yud Tesem and Beis, Moser Rav Nachman. It says in the Mishnah later on, "Hashnei chadashim mechalim es haShabbos al Nisan v'al Tishrei." And the Mishnah later on is mevuyer that really you light mechal Shabbos for every single Rish Chodesh, the Edim to come be made on the Kiddush HaChodesh, light mechal Shabbos. But Lamaaser Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai instituted that after Churban Havayis, the only 2 months they were allowed to mechal Shabbos is Nisan and Tishrei. And the reason is because those are totally, the Ma'adis, the Yom Tovim are totally in those 2 months, and therefore we're more makra in those months. But the question like this, if sometimes Adar is a Mali, sometimes a Chaser, we understand Shemachim Michal Linon, that you have to Michal Shabbos in order to be made or Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because if not, you're not going to have Rosh Chodesh Nisan on the right day, not sure what day it's going to be. But if it's always Chaser, so you know when it's going to be. So why do you have to have the Edomim Michal Shabbos? Eli Amritoyim Mechaser on top of Chafan Malav. Eli Amritoyim Mechaser. Amai Michalinon. Why you Michal Shabbos? We know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Michal. It's Michal on the 30th day of Adar. We know when Adar was. We had Shluchim for that already. So the 30th day of Adar is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why do you have to Michal Shabbos for that? And for the Gemara, Mishum the Mitzvah LeKadosh Al Ariyah. The reason why. Yeah, Michal Shabbos is that's the mitzvah to mekadosh Ariyah. It says in the pasuk, "Chayish zelachem roish chadashim kizeh," like this, ra'av akadosh. See the moon and be mekadosh it. So that's a mitzvah, and then Michal Shabbos for that. But you can ask me then, pose the question: if that's the case, so if that's the case, that's special for Nisan and Tishrei to know when it is. So every Rosh Chodesh should be able to Michal Shabbos for the mitzvah. So Ritva asks this kash, and he says, "We anyway slug up the shita." So don't worry about this kasha. It's not a good kasha. The Gemara could ask this kasha. And we saw another kasha, the Tosfos asked in the Tesna Beis, that also, if, then why do you send shluchim, forget about Michal Shabbos, why do you send shluchim at all for Nisan, if we know when it is? There's another kasha you can ask in this Van Yama. If we know when Rosh Chodesh is, why do you send shluchim at all to the far away places? We know when it is. Tosfos says, since at the end of the day, we slug up this whole shita, so therefore we're not worried about that right now. Iked Amri, another version of the sugya is like this, that we knew that's mitzvah l'kash ariya, and we're bringing a raya. Ikedamri Amram Nachman Afanar Tanina. We also learned it's bringing a raya to the Mandi Amar who says that l'olam chaser. So it says Afanar Tanina al shnei chadashim. The Mishnah learned later on al shnei chadashim mechalam es haShabbos al Nisan v'al Tishrei. That 2 months the Edim allowed mechal Shabbos to come say Edus that they saw the new moon on Nisan and Tishrei. We bring a raya now to the sheet that says la'olam chaser. If you say la'olam chaser, which means that it's always on the 30th day, then we understand why you mechal Shabbos. Why? The mitzvah l'kadosh ariyah. Because it's a mitzvah to mekadosh al ariyah. Eli amrit zimna mali zimna chaser. But if you say that sometimes it's, it could be on the 30th day of Adar, sometimes it's on the 31st day. So then, Amay Michalinon, why Michal Shabbos? I have a way I can mekayim the mitzvah l'kadosh ariyah by just doing it tomorrow. Na'abre edna, today the Edom see it, don't Michal Shabbos, they come tomorrow, v'nikdashe l'mocha, you mekayish the month like they riyah tomorrow, because you're allowed to have a 31st day. So if you hold that it's possible for Adar to be an extra day, to be a malay, so then, why Michal Shabbos? I can mekayim mitzvah l'kadosh ariyah by doing it tomorrow. So tomorrow, no, you're making a wrong chesed. I'll tell you why. Id ikli yerim shloshim Shabbos hachinami. If it was the 30th day on Shabbos, then you're right that you can wait till the next day. Hachamai eskinin. Now, Mishnah is talking about Mishnah later on the ikli yerim shloshim ve'echav Shabbos. The 31st they landed up on Shabbos. Now we know today has to be Rosh Chodesh. And you let the mitzvah l'kadosh ariyah, and you let him mechal Shabbos as mitzvah l'kadosh ariyah, because if you're not going to come today, they're not going to mechal the chayyus with the ariyah, because you can't make it 32nd day. So you're not going to be able to mechal the chayyus ariyah. Therefore, that would be the case. So it's not a raya. Al kaponim, so far we had like this. We had a sheet that says that Adar is always chaser. On one hand, we try to ask a kash on it. We answer no mitzvah l'kadosh ariyah. On the other hand, we try to bring a raya to him, and we said, no, it's not a raya. Now the Gemara is going to slog up the whole idea that mitzvah l'kadosh ariyah is deicha Shabbos. Mosiv Rav Kahana. It says in the Mishnah later on, kesha mikdosh kayam mechalam afal kulam p'nei tekanos hakarbon. When the mikdosh was kayam, which means the mikdosh is still around, they used to mechal, the edim used to come to be made on Shchodesh, even on Shabbos, every single Chodesh. Why? Afal kulam, every single Chodesh. Why? P'nei tekanos hakarbon. Because there's special mushaf that you bring on Rosh Chodesh. If you don't come b'zmanam, you're going to miss out the right carbon. Today's supposed to be Rosh Chodesh. Let's say Shabbos, they saw the moon. They're supposed to be Rosh Chodesh. They're supposed to be a carbon mushaf. And if you're not going to come today, you're going to miss the carbon mushaf. So when the Mitzvah is Kayam, they will mechal Shabbos every Shabbos. So the Gemara, medekulu lavish and mitzvah kashariya, why don't we say simple? That you mechal all the, every single Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because mitzvah kashariya. So since the regular Rosh Chodesh wasn't as mitzvah kash ariyah, Nisan and Tishrei nami lavish on mitzvah kash ariyah. It's also not because mitzvah kash ariyah, because you see that mitzvah kayam. The reason why you mechal every single Rosh Chodesh was because to get the mitzvah Rosh Chodesh, and not because of mitzvah kash ariyah. So that we allowed now after the Korban Bayis only Nisan and Tishrei to have Chilul Shabbos to Mekadosh Beria, it's not as the mitzvah Mekadosh Beria. So, and what's the reason? It's only to know when the right day Rosh Chodesh is. So Gemara says, "Yeah, Rabbi Shlomo, Zimne Mali, Zimne Chaser, Mishmach Lamalina." That's a Mechal Shabbos because we want to know when Rosh Chodesh is. Eli Armit Loilam Chaser. It's always Chaser. We know it's Chaser. Amay Mechalina. Why Mechal Shabbos? Tifta. It's Taka slugged up. We refuted this Taina. And both things are refuted. First of all, there's no mitzvah l'kash ariyah. That's not doicha Shabbos. That's not the reason why it's doicha Shabbos, because of the mitzvah l'kash ariyah. We'll see it's exactly the cost of rather that it's doicha Shabbos, but it's not because mitzvah l'kash ariyah. That's number one. And number two is we slugged up the idea that lo'olam chaser. It's not lo'olam chaser. It depends. It's possible that it could be a mali. Zog the Gemara Vayta. Now that we have the calendar, it is always it's lo'olam chaser. It happens to be it's always a chaser, not a mole, but in the time when the Mekadosh Beria, they still possible to be a 30-day month Adar. Now, we see from this Gemara, we'll see very clear from other Gemaras as we go along, that Kiddush Aideria was not Dafka in the time of Beis HaMikdash. Even for a lot of years after the Beis HaMikdash, they would still be Mekadosh, the Chodesh Aideria, in the days of Rav, in days of Levi, and even in days of Rava, it's a voyeur that there would still be Mekadosh Beria. Very long after the second Beis HaMikdash, there would still be Mekadosh Aidei Bezdin HaGadol Beria. It's only later on that they stopped. When the Bezdin HaGadol basically was dismantled, no more Bezdin, then they didn't do Kiddush Ariya anymore. But for a lot of years, they had Kiddush Ariya. So to Gemara Vayta. Ki also Ula came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael. Omar, he came after Rosh Hashanah. He came. He also Ula Omar Ebruel El. He came and told the people from Bavel, by the way, there was an extra day El this year. Usually El is only 29 days, and the 30th day of El is Rosh Hashanah. And that's how the people who are far away, and especially in Bavel, that's very far away, that's how they keep Yom Tov, because they assume usually, like we have, the El is only 29 days. So usually Rosh Hashanah is on the next day, and that's what they kept. When Ula came, he told them, by the way, this year they will ma'abr El. Oma Ula, and Ula told him, Yedayin chevrim bavloi mai tevusa avdin madayu. Do you know how good it is for you that we did this? And we'll explain why it's good that the ma'abr El, why it was good for the Bnei Bavel. But just to speak out, the top Tosfos says that the reason why he's telling them this is because they're really upset. When they hear a brul El, they're upset. Why? Because now they see there's a possibility that there's an extra day of El. If that's true, they have to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Until now, they only keep 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. They're going bus arrive that El is always not Me'ubah. But now that they found out it's possible El will be the next day, they have to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So, what?
Why are you upset about that?
So, they have to keep extra Rosh Hashanah. No one likes a fake idea. I mean, there's 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. They keep an extra Rosh Hashanah, so they wouldn't be so happy about that. So, therefore, he said, by the way, I did this for your good. The Bezin did this Ibra for your good. My tibusu, Ula Amar, in those days, they realized they didn't have refrigerators, they didn't have things. A 2 day yontu was very, very difficult for the people. My tibusa. So, what's the good thing he did for them? My tibusu, Ula Amar, Mashim Yarkaya. What does that mean? that sometimes they realize, if in a case where Rosh Hashanah will be on the 30th day of Elul, what's going to happen is Sukkot will land up either on a Sunday or on a Friday, or Yom Kippur will land up on a Friday or a Sunday. What's the problem with that? Because then you have a Shabbos and a Yom Tov together, or a Shabbos and a Yom Kippur together. What's the problem with that? So Ula says, the problem is because the Yerukas, you're going to pick Yerukas, let's say before Sukkot, you can't pick vegetables on Yom Tov. So you're going to pick vegetables Erev Yom Tov. The time gets to Shabbos, it's going to be spoiled. And the same thing with Chas Shalom, someone dies. If someone dies on the first day Yom Tov, you're not going to be able to bury him for 2 days. Or if Shabbos Sunday is Yom Tov, so then someone's going to die on Shabbos, you're not going to bury him until Monday, and they're going to get decomposed. So therefore, because you wouldn't want to have 2 days Yom Tov, Shabbos Yom Tov in a row, so they see that's going to happen, they extend the day of El. So that's Mishum Yarkayo, Mishum Esai. That'll be a reason to do it. And we're going to see soon, the Gemara, how can you do this? Aya works with Kiddush, with Riyah. You see the moon, you make Kiddush. How do you circumvent that halacha? We'll see soon. But upon him, there's two pshatim here. Either Mishum Yarkaya or Mishum Esaya. My Benayu. What's the difference if it's Mishum Esaya or Mishum Yarkaya? Ika Benayu, the nafkamina is... Yes. Ika Benayu... Ika Benayu, Yom Kippurim, Shechal... Lies acha Shabbos. Manda Mishum Esaya Ma'abrinam. Manda Mishum Yarkaya. La'imus. So Gemara says, what's the difference? What's the difference between Mishum Yarkaya and Mishum Esaya? Now for me, it's like this. Yom Kippur Shchal at Lies acha Shabbos. If it's Yom Kippur, it lands up on Sunday. So Manda Mishum Esaya Ma'abrinam. If you hold Mishum Esaya, that there's an Ibra. Manda Mishum Yarkaya. La'imus Kaboy Luhu La'orta. If it's Messiah, it's a problem. Because if someone dies on Shabbos, you're not going to be able to bury him until after Yom Kippur. So then, understand. But if Yom Kippur is on Sunday, as the vegetables not kefar l'chwai, on Shabbos you have your vegetables, on Yom Kippur you can't eat anyway, you'll mutter Shabbos, you'll do it. Manda Moshe Merakai, le'emes kabayu, le'orta tonight, le'orta taruch ha'maisi. At night, you will work hard and cut it down. Manda Yoma, Moshe Yarkaya. So the question like this, this is not Kamino, so what's Pshat Manda Yoma, Moshe Yarkaya? Why doesn't he hold of Labri Mishum Messiah? He should make it because of the Mason. So Mara says, so that's not Nafkamina, because of Adah, he agrees to the Messiah, and he says, you also have Yarkaya. El Ikeb Benayah, the other way. Yom Tov HaSomach HaShabbos, Bein Ofenem HaChareh. Nafkamina is a Yom Tov is next to HaShabbos, say on Sunday or say on Friday. Why? Because on Yom Tov, you're allowed to bury a Mason on Yom Tov, Aydei Goyim. Like we learned in Masech Tzbeya on Davav, you could bury Mason on Yom Tov with the goy, so that would be enough community of Yol Yarkayo Meisayo. You could do an Ibra month because of that. You could be an extra in El for that. Man Yom Shem Meisayo Efshe Ba'Ami. It's possible to do a day goy. Man Yom Shem Meisayo La'Abre. Why didn't he hold Meshem Yarkayo? So Man Yom Shem Meisayo. So good in this case where it's Yom Tov before Shabbos after Shabbos. There's no not Negeya Meshem Meisayo. Labrayim Moshe Yarkaya, she agreed to the reason of Yarkaya. And the Gemara no Efshe v'chamimi. Sometimes Yerukas b'shas chaki, you could put it into water, hot water, and that will keep it fresh or refreshing it. Akaponim, there's two reasons to be doicha. Make Rosh Hashanah, make an extra for El. Either Moshe Yarkaya or Moshe Meisaya. Agav Tosis speaks out that he's not Geres Milafanel by Yom Tov. If Yom Tov lands up on Friday, that means Yom Kippur landed up on Sunday. Because the Gemara says, "Nafkamina between Man Yom is if Yom Tov lands up on Friday or on Sunday." So if your Messiah is not a problem, but your Kai is a problem. If Messiah is a problem, also, you know why? Because if it lands up on Friday, that means Yom Kippur lands up on Sunday. If Yom Kippur lands up on Sunday, you had a problem with Messiah anyway. You have to push it off. So he's not Gur, he's Bein Melech Me'em Achareh. That's how he speaks out. But upon him, we do this a favor for Klal Yisrael. We don't have 2 days in a row Yom Tov. Yochi, so afraid the Gemara. Then why is Ula saying for you? I'm doing this for you guys, Bavel. It's good for Eretz Yisrael people also to have that 2 days on in a row. And the Gemara, no. In Bavel, it's very hot. It's in a valley. It's boiling hot there. And there, everything gets spoiled, and the people who are dead get spoiled faster. In Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, the climate is not so bad. There, it's doable. And therefore, it's b'ikar a favor for the Bnei Bavel. So, Agapon, what we're coming at right now is that you can, Bezdin can extend El by a day. Mishum Yarkaya, Mishum Esaya. Eini, Freit, the Gemara Kasha, Vatoni Rabbar Shmuel. Rabbar Shmuel brings down a price like this. Yoko, Kashem Shem Abram, Mishashon, Otsarif. maybe just like you'll add an extra month to a year for Tzarech. The Tzarech is to make the Pesach and be in the spring season. You'll add to be Abra Hashanah. So maybe just like Abra Hashanah, maybe I can add an extra day for a month if I want. Talmud, no, you can't do that. You look at the moon, v'kadesh. So the Braisa says that you can't do this. You can't manipulate the months. It's totally if you see the moon. So what's going on? We're adding day, not adding day. It's not up to you. So if you see the moon or not. Amarava, vegetables going to make a thing. The chayyus, what's going on of it? Amarava lekasha. Kan la'abroi, kan la'kachoi. What does that mean? V'ach kamar. Yochol k'shem shem abram es ha'shono ves ha'chayrish l'tzayrich. Kach me'kachem es ha'chayrish l'tzayrich. He's saying like this. That's for sure. You could push it off a day. If Edom come, and you can say, you know, wait a day until you say Edus. Wait one day, to say this tomorrow. Because, and that way we'll push it off, you'll have your Akai Messiah. But to make Yom Tov a day early where you don't see the moon, that's what you can't do. So what you could do is, if you have Edom see the moon, you can say, no, come back tomorrow. That you could do. But to say today, before anyone saw it, make a Kaddish, that you can't do. That's what Bryce means, you can't do. Just like you can add a day onto the Shon, a month onto the year, or a day onto the Chodesh. Letzayrich, maybe kach mekachem is a chayish. Maybe you can mekachem a chayish a day early. Letzayrich, you're not seeing the moon. Tamalim achayish alchem kezer rei vekadesh. The chihadar Meshuva Levi. Just like Meshuva Levi says, ma'aimim ala edim ala chayish nira v'zmanoi la'abroi. You could scare the edim into not saying edus, even though they show up as manoi to go for another to go tomorrow. Ve'aimim aim ala edim ala chayish loy nira v'zmanoi. You cannot be ma'aimim ala edim on a chayish loy nira v'zmanoi lekachoi. You can't be Maskira Adam say Adis, even though you didn't see the moon. That you can't do, because that looks like a shaka, like Rashi says. But you're not going to say, shaka, I saw the moon. That they're not going to do. So very clear. So far it's very clear. Saying the whole idea is, to push off a day. But to make it a day early, that you can't do, not a day early, to make a charge on the first day, that you can't do without seeing the moon. But if they see the moon on the first day, you can say, go, come back tomorrow, and don't say Edus today in order, we should push off. They shouldn't have 2 days Yom Tov in a row. Shabbos Yom Tov in a row, or Shabbos Yom Kippur in a row. But it's fake the Gemara. Ain't even, it's not true. For Shalach le-Rav Yehuda, Nesil le-Rav Ami, Havi Yoidim, she called Yom HaShe Rav Yechanan, all the days of Rav Yechanan, Hayim Malam Deinu, he taught us, Ma'aymim ala Edim ala Chodesh, Lo Nira Bezmanai, you could scare Edim, even though they didn't see it, Lekacha Shafi Shloi Ra'u, even though they didn't see the moon, Yom Rinu. They're going to say Rinu. You're allowed to tell Edim, you go over to Edim and say, you know what? You got to say this. That we need Rosh Chodesh to be today. You got to say this. Are you allowed to do that? Frank Moshe, you say, what are you talking about? It's Edim Sheker. Like, what are you talking about? This is, you're forcing Edim to say Edim Sheker. It's a lav in the Torah. Very good Kasha. So two truths in the Kasha. But Yechananel says, that doesn't mean that a case of Amish get two falcha Edim over here. It means, two Edom walk in and they say they saw something. So usually you grill them and usually they end up tripping up. They say the wrong side. Here you left them, but oh, you saw it? Good, Gevaldik, no problem. You saw it? That's one shot. So there, it's not really, you're telling them to lie.
But that's not what I meant.
You don't like American Isles, Pshat, okay. What? No one.
So just don't wait this.
What?
But you want to make it early because of the vegetables.
They want to get early.
You're not doing it.
Right. That's one pshat. Pray Yeshua's pshat is different. Pray Yeshua says like this, that they know Lafita Moilid, it's really out there. But it's cloudy today. No one sees it. So my aim is they just say you saw it. So it's not really a lie. It's like a white lie. Mm-hmm. They know
that Hashem said you have to actually see the moon.
We're learning Gemara now. This is...
I don't tell the parents. You have to see it.
You don't have to see it. You don't have to see it.
If you don't have to see it, then don't have to see it.
We have a Chodesh now. Our Chodesh, not really a Chodesh. Because that's the way the Kiddush HaChodesh would aid them. So now we're saying over here that the Fiyat Pnei Yeshua is very geshmak. We know it's out there and we want a Chodesh today. So we're not going to wait till Edom actually see it. We'll get to Edom to say they saw it. It's a Chiddush. It's a Mari Digi Chiddush. That's what Gemara says. So Akaponim, what's the Kasha? The Gemara is in the middle of the Kasha of the Gemara. That it said before that the Braisa says you can't do this, and Rav Shuvalevi says you can't ma'aimim, here we say you could. So what's going on of it? Amabaya loy kasha. It depends which month. Haba nisam tishrei. There, it's so important because of Yarkai and Messiah. There we have them say they saw the moon even though they didn't see it. Haba shah yarche. But other months you can't do it. Frank Rashi, other months, what would we have a mina to make ma'ayim ma'alidim? So Rashi says, the Gemara in Erechin says that you don't have less than, you can't have less than four chadashim u'barim, and you can't have more than eight chasers. You can't have more than that. So here, no, you can't have less than four malays and not more than eight malays. You have to have somewhere in between. Here, it was going to be more. So maybe ma'ayim and edim on that, kamash lon, you know ma'ayim and edim on that, b'shaya achi, only these seven tishrei. That's Rabbi's teretz. Rava says no. Rava says you always can ma'ayim and edim, no problem whatsoever. And I, the Brisa says, achodesh alechem, that you have to only do it on the right day. You can't ma'ayim. What's b'shaya that man diyama? Rava amahod, the toni rabba shmuel, acherim mi. It's going to go with acherim. We don't pass like acherim. And acherim hold, there's no kpeda mekadesh beria, and it's always exactly echad chasid echad malay. The Tanya, we had this brayta before. Acherim oimrim ein bein atzeres la atzeres. There's no difference in one shuas and another shuas. Veim rashana rashana, one rashana to next year rashana el dalad yom, 4 days b'vad. Why? Because every year is 354 days. 350 days is how many weeks? 50 weeks, exactly 50 weeks, and then you have 4 days, so it's always 4 days removed. One year won't be 354 days, because 354 days is based on six malays and six chasses. Six malays is how much? 180, very good. And six chasses is 174. So 354 is exactly. But if you have one thing next up, it'll be more than 354, less than 354. But Rechaim says it's always 4 days in between. So that's who, that this man the Amos, you don't say, exactly. So it says not. So this man the Amos says you don't do that. So that price is going to go into the Acherim. The Moed Hashanah will bear it. If Hashanah bears an extra month, it's Chamisha, because it's always 29 days, so it's extra day. So that is this. That's the way we answer the Gemara. So we had here, let's just recap. We had over here, Ula said a story that from Yarkai and Messiah, we add our day to El. The Gemara Kasha, what do you mean? How do you add on days? You're not allowed to add on days. So Gemara first said that you can add on a day and say Aiden been made tomorrow. But Aiden made today early, that you can't do. Then the Gemara said, we found that you could do that. So Gemara says two truths. Either one's Nisim and Tishrei, and the other one's Shari Arche. Or Rava says, no, it's Machlekes. It's Machlekes Tanoim. If you're some Tanoim, you could do it whenever you want. Whenever Bezen feels it has to be done, you have to make a Chaydash, you could do it. And the other one says, no, it's always exact. And then Gemara Erechen says, according to the Acherim, you're not Mekash Deiria. Because it always has to be one Chasa, one Mali, one Chasa, one Mali. You're not Mekash Deiria, according to the Acherim. Because Mekash Deiria wouldn't work out. But the other ma'adim holds with kash de'ria, and you manipulate the edim to work it out for you. So Gemara has one more version of this. Rav Dimi Maradoi Masni Ipcha Ma'ayim al edim al chaydash loy nir bezman al kachoy. You could scare the edim to say edis on a chaydash that they didn't see it, which means to make Rosh Chodesh the first day even though they didn't see the moon. But the aim ma'ayim al edim al chaydash nir bezman al abroy. You can't push off the day. It's worse to push it off. If they see it, say edis tomorrow, you can't do it. My time. What's up, Zach? Because probably if they saw the moon, everyone else saw the moon also. Hi, mechzik a shikra. If this Adam saw the moon, probably half the world saw the moon. And also, it's not Rosh Chodesh today. What are you talking about? I saw the moon. So that looks like shekher. Hi, lemechzik a shekher. You make Rosh Chodesh today. They say, what do you mean? I couldn't see the moon because it's cloudy by me. But you saw the moon. That's not mechzik a shekher. It's the opposite. That's better to do that way, not the other way.